What's up? I'm Justin, and welcome to my podcast, Buttered Toast. Enjoy your seat at the brunch table full of millennials who are spilling the tea on growing up in the I world and gossiping on why social media and technology are so important to us. It's literally like our everything.
Today's episode is brought to you by Earwax, the gross sticky thing that collects in your headphones so you don't have to share them. Keep it sanitary, girl. And also sponsored by The Pretty Filter, the best filter that trims down neck fat and your eye bags whenever you're trying to impress a boy. So this is Buttered Toast Podcast. In studio, we've got Amy Nichols.
Hello.
From Loose Lips and Childbearing Hips.
That's right.
Do you like to share headphones, Amy?
I don't know. And you steal mine.
Yeah, well, you stole... Well, here's the thing. I got those headphones first, and then you stole them from me, and then you just claimed them as yours. And I was new at the time, so I wasn't going to argue with you. I just let you steal something from me.
Yeah, well, I needed them more than you.
Okay, and I did steal them back yesterday, but then I guess they're forever yours now.
Yeah, that's right.
I brought my headphones in studio this time. And Jordan Richardson.
What's up, guys?
Are you working on a podcast or no?
Yes, it's going to be called Meet in the Mam Room.
And okay.
Yeah, I'm the only guy in the mam room, and it just flows off the lips.
Yes. What's it going to be about? Okay, so you got a title.
I got a great title.
You just got a title with no direction.
But I'm gunning for everybody else's podcast, so watch out.
Oh, okay. So we all...
I'm currently doing a press tour. I'm going to be featured on everybody else's podcast before debuting my own.
Uh-huh.
Way to go.
When you do the press tour, you got to talk about something.
Yeah, I have great stories, and I think we're going to get into that today.
For Meet in the Mam Room.
Meet in the Mam Room.
Well, you're actually on the podcast because you inspired me for this episode with this article that you sent me.
Yes.
Why did it... What the title of the article was...
I have no idea, but the premise, and this actually happened, was this dude in Russia rode trains around in public transportation and took pictures of people. And then used this...
It was Igor Tsvetkov.
Say that last name one more time. I didn't quite get it.
Tsvetkov.
Close.
Tsvetkov.
Yes, so Igor... Say mm-hmm. the name again?
Yeah, Igor.
Yes. Igor, he used this app called Findface in Russia. And he took these pictures of strangers, and he found their complete social media profiles through this app within seconds. And then he made this art exhibit out of it, I believe. Where he'd put the pictures where they're on public transportation and just looking miserable, down on their phones, right next
looking
to...
Looking like trash.
Right, looking like trash, pretty much, right next to their profile pictures, which is, like, how they best perceive themselves. And mm-hmm. they look like they're, like, in a glowing sunset and, like, wedding pictures, and they just look completely different from how they present themselves online. It's crazy.
Well, what's the problem? Did you look at the pictures, Amy?
I did, and it reminded me of the hashtag that went around last year. Elena did it, and maybe a few other people in the office, but it was hashtag on Tinder at Tinder. And it was a picture of what you look like swiping versus your Tinder profile picture.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Well, yeah, and then we also have, like, two perceptions of ourselves. Like, we have our real reality identity, like, when we're talking to people in person, but then we also have another identity the way we present ourselves online. So we're going to use the best pictures that we can. We're going to moderate what we say on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat. The way that we want people to perceive us is what we write on social media, and then the way we actually are is, like, our real life.
Yeah, it's so misleading.
Yeah, it was. What shocked me on this Find Face is it was able to take someone with no makeup on and half their face covered with a hoodie and then find the real person online. There's no, but the message of the article really was, though, is like, we don't have privacy anymore. We can be we can't be just a stranger on the subway and someone take a picture of and hope that no one knows who we are. They could automatically find it. Like, that's like the next level of creeping.
Yeah.
Right. And Facebook's facial recognition software has now surpassed like a 97% accuracy rate.
Oh my God.
As to telling who's who.
Yes.
And there's also like conspiracy theories that Snapchat with their face filters is building a database of everybody's faces.
Oh my God. That's scary. Just like collecting everyone's face. Well, also whenever you post a picture on Instagram or Facebook and you want to tag your friends in it, so you got to click on their face and it automatically knows who you're going to tag from face recognition. Isn't that crazy?
Craziness. And in 2014, Facebook software was better than the FBI's.
Oh my. where they're just collecting our faces from Snapchat. Well, also, I was reading this article about the pressures of knowing that we don't have privacy anymore. Samsung, there was this article that went out that Samsung's TVs could be turned on without notifying you. And these are smart TVs, so they could record what you're saying and record what you're doing. And they were saying that the FBI was collecting information, and same with advertising agencies. So they can collect data on your behaviors at home, how often you're in the house, what channels you're watching, when do you leave a commercial. And people were a little taken aback by that, where a TV could be turned on without you knowing and just watching you.
And this is the problem, is that the laws can't keep up with technology.
No.
So it's just scary.
Right. There's essentially zero oversight over these technologies right now.
Yeah.
Facial recognition, especially, there's not a lot of oversight. And it all goes back to how much privacy do you feel that you need?
Yeah.
The meme going around right now is like the, you know, 1960s, the government's wiretapping our phones.
Oh.
And like today, it's like, hey, government, order me my pizza. Like today.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
I haven't
funny.
Seen that. That's great.
So then they did this study where they took 20 people and they said, hey, we're going to put you under surveillance. You're just going to live your natural, normal life, but we're just going to put cameras in your entertainment center, your TV, your DVD player, all that, and we're just going to watch you. And so people were like, dope, bet. So they signed up for this experiment. And they reported that they found themselves in stressful situations, feeling that they were always being watched. And of course, that makes sense, right? Because no one wants to feel like they're being watched 24/7. But other people said they were fine with it. Like, they would just eat their dinner, watch TV, do normal things. But this one dude, he went against the experiment and started hiding what he was looking at online. So he was comfortable with someone watching him in the house, but whenever he was researching on the computer, he erased his cookies, his history, and all of that. He just wasn't comfortable with people watching what he was watching online.
Well, I personally don't have anything to hide, so I don't think I'd have a problem with it. But I'm worried about my kids, you know,
yeah.
As they'll be millennials. I'm a little older. I mean, they're not going to go off grid. They're not going to be remote. They're dependent on all those things, technology, social networks. So I just need to make sure that they're smart about the choices they make. Okay, listen to this. So when you sent me this article, I read that on average, United States people are in front of screens for 7.4 hours every day.
That
and they broke
sense.
It down, you know, for watching TV, computer, smartphones, all this stuff. That is insane. A lot of time to be taken advantage of.
Yeah. And well, because sometimes... What is it? There's another meme online where it says, I'm just looking for someone to lay in bed next to be on Instagram with. Where we want to be with people, but we also don't want to be without our phones or looking at a screen. Interesting, though, that you said, Amy, that you're like, I'm fine with people watching me because I have nothing to hide, right?
Right.
But there was this argument, they said, they shouldn't be able to record me from a TV that I bought, but where... Humans are adaptable to any situation. Like, we'll adapt to whatever environment we're in. And we're not forcing that TV into our home so they can watch us. We click the yes to terms and agreement without even reading it. So we're willing to have a TV, and that's going to turn on by itself and record us.
Well, it's an excellent point of argument, but...
Well, then they go, they'll say, if you have nothing to hide, you have nothing to worry about. But also... There's problems with that as well, because with that quality time of to ourselves, knowing that no one knows what we're doing, right? Don't you ever feel like relaxed whenever you're isolated for a little bit?
Yeah, I can be myself.
Environmental psychology identifies several dimensions of privacy. So solitude, reserve, which is the ability to limit what we tell others. Isolation, the ability to control our physical distance from others. Anonymity. How do you say that word? Anonymity. I said that right. The ability to get away from social pressures and recover from social injuries and intimacy.
Because that's where we're heading, is instant access to information about each other's personal lives.
Not only that,
I'm worried about geolocation for my kids. Like, even if I teach them, you know, not to make themselves vulnerable, if they go to a party or a bar or whatever when they're older, you know, their friends could tag them, and they're, you know, vulnerable in that place where someone will know where they are. Can it's a threat.
It's scary whenever someone's watching you, you don't know who is watching you. Right. And the study where they put 20 people under surveillance, common theme that they found out where they asked them, were you okay with being under surveillance? And they said yes, because we knew who was recording our information.
True.
We knew who had it. But if I'm getting a technology and I don't know who's able to access it and review my behaviors, that's I'm not okay with that, because I don't know what they're going to do with that.
Mm-hmm. But that's already the case with most everything that you have now. Like, you have two cameras on your phones and three microphones just within your phone. And like Snowden says, the only way to keep yourself from not being recorded is to unhook every microphone in your phone and unhook the cameras, like, physically.
Oh, my God.
But that's not going to happen with millennials.
I mean, it can happen. What's not going to happen?
I mean, they're not going to unhook their microphones and disconnect their cameras.
Right. And so everybody's essentially accessible 24/7. Because it's relatively easy to hack into a webcam and turn it on without having the light turn on.
Yeah.
So,
and especially with smart homes coming into play, like, oh, I can see when my kid's home. We got this new lock. And anything that's connected to the internet is vulnerable and open. And that's
just
the
to
way,
be hacked.
Yeah, that's the way people our age have been raised, is just knowing that everything that you do, everything you do online can be tracked, can be hacked, can be taken down, essentially.
Well, that brings me to this question. How often do you worry about someone hacking your smart device to watch you?
Hardly ever, for me.
Right. I have nothing to hide, so I'm not really worried about it, but I'm always conscious that there's maybe three cameras pointing at me if I'm sitting at my desk.
Interesting.
And I think the biggest thing about, back to like the app in Russia, there's another one that's trying to get launched in the U.S. As of March like 16th or something, but Facebook is fighting it. It matches you against Facebook profile pictures. But people are like, oh, it can be used for misconnections, or like, it can be used for law enforcement. But my instant thought was like stalkers. Like,
absolutely.
People are so stalkers. Creepy. And like, oh, look, there's that dude in public. I'm going to take a picture. And then they know they could probably easily find my address through, you know, somehow hacking into something and finding my IP. And
it's interesting how we can create something and turn it into a tool that's useful, that helps us gather information, and then we can also turn it to hurt other people. Just like a knife. You know, we use a knife to cut a pear or an orange, you know, when we're hungry, but you can also use it to just stab someone.
Right. There's benefits, but there's negative consequences,
yeah,
too.
There's a pending lawsuit right now that's kind of gaining some heat over Twitter. This one dude who's a commentator tweeted out that he was epileptic, and one of his haters tweeted back a GIF, and it said, you deserve to have a seizure, essentially. And it was flashing, and it made the dude have a seizure who was epileptic. So he's being charged for assault with a deadly weapon via Twitter.
Oh, my God. Using social media to kill someone.
Right.
That's so crazy. That goes, like, beyond just, like, telling them to go kill themselves. You know, that's, like,
it's
really
murder.
Just doing it. Yeah, yeah. You're murdering
but
someone.
At the same time, the dude was compliant and clicked on the tweet with the GIF. Like, he opened the flight. He put the TV with the microphone in his house.
Yeah.
And paved the way for that to happen to him.
Yeah. He got, wow. Well, sometimes I worry about people breaking into my phone and watching me. Like, I'll have my phone placed on the counter so I can listen to music while I shower. Mm-hmm. And then the camera's facing me, and I'm like, oh, if someone wanted to hack my phone camera, they can take a picture. They could watch me shower. So that thought comes across my mind, but I was like, I don't know anyone who's going to hack this phone. But Mark Zuckerberg, he puts tape over his camera on his computer.
I used to do that, too.
Because he thought,
I have tape. I'm total, like, conspiracy, like, someone's gonna hack this. So
yeah.
I have tape on my computer. I'll never send a nude picture online.
Yeah. Online. I'll mail it.
Oh, I'll snail mail it.
I'll mail it, draw it out, but I'm not gonna send
it
online.
I'll send a tasteful nude. I've had to do nudes for photography classes, like self-portraits. But
it's smart that you're not posting it online, because once you post it online, it's never going to go away.
Oh, yeah.
Anything that's shared online.
So I'll never send a nude, but I have a giant window in my bathroom. And so I'm back to the phone camera's always pointed at me. I'm like, what if there's I'm always naked in my bathroom, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what if a drone?
Who isn't naked in their bathroom?
Right. But
showering,
like,
with a swimsuit.
What's to keep? And I back up to like some woods. Like, what's to keep someone from flying a drone up and just like snapping naked pictures of me?
Yeah.
Is that something you worry about all the time, Jordan?
Kind of. I always look for drones outside my window.
I've never worried. Well, my bathroom doesn't have windows, luckily. But yeah, that phone thing did scare me, but I was like, nah, it's fine. I don't think anyone knows how to hack my phone right now, or who wants to. I don't have any useful information. Because, right, you take a picture, you take a nude picture of someone, but do you post it just to post it? Or do you post it to get, or do you use it as blackmail?
Oh, blackmail for sure.
Yeah. I don't know what you can blackmail me with.
Not a lot.
No.
But essentially, we all have, like, bathroom windows now. Like, every device we have has a window into your life that somebody can fly a drone up and look into your life at. And steal and take whatever piece of it and re-edit it and retouch it and make it look however they want to.
So the options are just let it happen or get off and avoid the internet, social networks, online banking, whatever. It's just those are the two options.
I think the options are like we need to fight for privacy standards. But at the same time, it's back to the...
Well, when you're under surveillance sometimes with the TV or the DVD player, a lot of marketers are using that for research to help your shopping experiences easier. So my next question is, would you be okay living under surveillance for marketers so they can record your human behavior to know how to best market and target your needs or wants?
For me, I think that only works for the weak-minded. I am pretty stubborn, and you're not going to sway me any other way. I know what I want, and I'll get what I want, but you're not going to tell me. I don't know.
Okay. Did you hear that Target story? This girl, she was living with her parents and she went to Target and she bought some prenatal vitamins and some lotion and some other product. And later she got coupons in the mail sent to her house saying, here's coupons on Pampers. Because when she bought these products of prenatal vitamins, something else, those are what common people buy when they're pregnant.
Right.
You guys. I have a twin sister, and she just this week in the mail got sent Similac, like pregnancy, like baby formula. And she has
really?
No idea how. So on the counter, it's like, congratulations, new mother.
Oh, yeah.
With my twin sister's name on
what
the
if
box.
She's pregnant? You don't know.
That's what I was freaking out. I was like, is this how I find out?
That's pregnant. Through Target. Well, that girl who they sent the coupons for Pampers, her parents found out that she was pregnant before she could tell them.
So she was really pregnant.
Oh
my God.
Yeah. So Target was able to predict that you were pregnant based on the things that you were buying.
This is going to set people up to get busted.
But at the same time, she's going to need those coupons.
She is going to need those coupons. So, I mean, I would, are you okay with them recording data for, advertising and market research?
It's like, at the same time, I get to watch my favorite TV shows for free.
Right.
Because essentially I'm getting marketed to.
Because it's kind of basically like when Netflix is like, viewers who like this also liked, and most of the time they're not wrong. Like if I watched Orange the New Black, I'm obviously going to love a stand-up from Amy Schumer.
Yeah, but marketers aren't doing it to help you necessarily. They're doing it so that
they can make money, but they also know what you're interested in too, which makes your life better.
They're tempting you with something.
It's a win-win-win.
I would say it's a win.
It's a win-win-win, but what happens when, Target gets hacked and it's not just credit card numbers, but it's all the data of every pattern about your life is now in the hands of someone who can use it maliciously.
I know. It's always those what ifs, and then it can go all downhill if it's in the wrong hands. With great power comes great responsibility.
That's right.
Thanks, Spider-Man.
Oh, was it Spider-Man?
I don't know.
I was going to ask who it was.
It's either Batman, Spider-Man, or Superman. I think it's Spider-Man. Okay. When do you feel like you have the most privacy?
Home in general, but specifically the bathroom.
That's whenever you...
Ironically, in the middle of nowhere. Like when I have to backpack 7 days into a place and you don't have cell service.
Oh, I can't wait.
All that's around is animals and you and, all you have is a pen and paper if you want to write something down.
Yeah. I feel like I have the most privacy when I'm in my home as well. But just like I'm just chilling at the house. That's whenever I walk around naked, comfortable. Make sure I don't get a Samsung TV, though, before someone turns it on.
At the same time, it goes back to the quote that's like the most intimate parties are big parties.
When
you get lost in the crowd, I also feel like
because everyone's busy doing their own thing, and there's so many people.
You, and as long as you have headphones in, it's like you're in your own bubble.
Interesting. That's when do you feel you're the most exposed? I say whenever I post on Facebook.
Oh, whenever I'm intentionally in front of a camera or like on a stage, whenever people are looking at me.
When you're trying to promote yourself.
Whenever the time all the eyes on you, whenever all the people's time with their eyes on me, I feel like this expectation to deliver something for the amount of man hours total that is happening because someone's watching me.
Yeah. When you feel the most exposed.
That's when I feel the most exposed, I guess. But I love the feeling.
Whenever all the eyes are on me, I love the spotlight. I love to steal attention.
I love feeling
exposed.
See, I don't.
Me being the center of attention is
makes you
so
uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If I could be naked all the time and not wear clothes, I would.
I think a lot of us feel comfortable when we're naked. Don't you agree, Amy?
I mean, men do.
Well, even like, okay, if you're in your bedroom and no one's there, doesn't it feel better just take all your clothes off? When no one's there, just walk around naked. It's just like a free, like, it's just freedom.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't know. I'm not prone to just being naked.
Yeah.
I think that's a dude thing.
Mm. Do you sleep in the nude?
Hardly ever.
No.
I do sometimes.
I do sometimes.
But I've got kids who, you know.
Yeah, they just
come in.
I have a nightmare. You're like, oh, okay. And then last question, when do you find yourself creeping on someone? So because that girl was able to just take pictures of random people, she was able to get all their information. It was so easy for her, and it's so easy for all of us. Like, go on Facebook and find a tag of someone. So when do you feel like you're doing your most creeping or surveying someone?
That's why I find it the creepiest is the inclination.
When you're doing it?
No, the inclination for men is it's generally sexually driven. That's when you like creep the hardest at someone on Facebook is when you're like, oh, like I'm interested. In this
like
person.
I wanna do that thing over there.
Yeah, or you're like, wow, that was a really like striking person I met at the party.
Yeah. Well, I agree too. Like, if you have a crush on someone or who like intrigues your interest, or someone you met at the bar and you got their name, that's whenever I do the most creeping. Is I'll go to Facebook, Google their name. Try to figure out what they do, what their interest is, and
well, for me, I'm taken, so
yeah,
it's more of a I'm killing time, got nothing to do, I'm waiting on the kids to get out of school,
got
and I'm
it.
Just looking at friends, see what they're up to instead of calling them up.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm
so
whatever.
You do your creeping whenever you don't want to call a friend, you just want to check up on them, see how they're doing, make sure they're still alive and breathing.
Yeah, I mean, it's way easier to do that than, you know, a 20
do you at least give them a poke? Do you at least give them a poke or like
do
write something
still
on their
do
wall
that?
Oh,
I
yeah.
get pokes all the time.
Do you really? It's I didn't just... even know there was an option to still do that.
Yes,
that's funny.
Wait, so do you even communicate to them?
Like in real life?
Well, whenever you're creeping on them on Facebook.
I mean, a little, but I guess it's not really creeping because then you let them know.
Oh, you told them?
No, I'm saying if I commented or liked or whatever, then
yeah,
they know I was
you're
creeping
right.
on them.
I also anti-creep. If someone's creeping on you and you're like, who's creeping on me?
How do you know if someone's
like,
creeping
you see
on you?
Screenshots of like Snapchats and you're like, who is this person? And you don't know because they don't have any pictures
okay.
and you, have
yeah.
no, you don't have any leads.
Yeah.
Leads. Yeah, or like when people like direct message you, and
mm-hmm.
oh, this is weird. I'm gonna creep back because you're creepy.
So what's how do you
like
anti creep?
Threat you... assessment level. Like, are you gonna show up on my front porch?
Oh.
Or are you just like safe distance creeper?
Yeah, I would say when I'm creeping, it's usually safe distance.
Yeah, me too.
Whenever I feel like I have the most privacy in my room, creeping on people. So whenever I feel the least exposed, I'm looking. Checking,
to
researching
expose other people.
Okay, so
yeah.
earlier you said that you were usually naked in your room. So are you creeping on people while you're naked?
Oh yeah, all the time. Just
the only
naked
way
on
to
the
do
computer.
It.
You know how it is.
The only way us millennials creep.
Yeah.
Full nude.
Make sure you put tape over that camera.
Nudes for nudes.
Oh yeah, you're right. Wait. So when does when do you find yourself creeping the most?
Ooh, definitely when I'm sitting on the toilet.
Oh my god.
For sure. Just killing time.
Who do you creep on?
Sometimes it's like, okay, I don't know how I know you, but we're friends through Instagram.
Yeah.
And
so it's like people you don't know
like,
and never met.
Do you guys have only online friends? Like I've had people where like we've trolled Facebook Lives together, so we added each other. Like we're both just trying to be smart asses, you know?
Yeah.
Trolling Facebook Lives. And we're like, okay, we're trolling. We'll be friends. And we friend request each other. And they're like, okay, we actually know people who know each other. So you become Snapchat friends, and then you get to know the other person. You're like, we've never met in real life, but I know you, and we're pals.
Online, yeah. I had a friend like that, too. We only knew each other online, and for like, we were friends on Facebook for like 3 years, just liking each other's pictures back and forth, and then commenting on a story here or there. But, we met in person, and it was really cool to like finally meet someone that you've like been friends with online and never met in real life.
My best girlfriend, she met her husband that way.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy.
Wow.
We were super, I mean, he lived up. Oh,
sometimes you got to be careful too, because that turns into a catfish.
Right.
Yeah, what
it does.
Oh, yeah.
It
right?
does.
Where you could just, where someone can pretend to be someone else online, steal your picture, your information, and where you went to school and your degree, and try to be your whole identity.
PSA, don't send nudes. Continue.
Don't send nudes and don't catfish.
It's wrong.
Catfishing yeah. could
but
be
what were
kind
you saying?
Fun.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. She just went up there, had never met him, just talked, you know, online for years, and took a trip by herself up there to meet him. Yeah, we were so scared. A group of friends.
She's still alive today. Yes?
She is.
Okay,
yeah,
he moved
down here, and they got married.
That's like a successful
Absolutely.
Online dating.
It could have been really bad.
Yeah, how long were they talking to each other?
I think a couple years. Maybe a year and a half.
Oh, wow.
Before they met.
Was it? And do you know how they ended up making that connection? Like, was it through a
like,
poke, or were they just both messaging on someone's post?
I think it was Call of Duty. That still counts, right?
As what?
Social networking or whatever.
They were both playing online Call of Duty.
Yeah. Who is this chick? Sign
that
me
is
up.
So cool. See, people say that technology sometimes isolates us, but it also brings us together. We're like more connected when we're online playing with other people or on Facebook catching up. And then I thought that was interesting.
I don't know, but we need to have a balance between real life and, I don't know.
But at a point, I will meet my Facebook friends who are my pen pal friends in real life. And it'll be like I'm seeing one of my best buddies for the first time in 5 years, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Catch up, have some inside jokes and everything like that. Well, thank you guys for being on my podcast. This is Buttered Toast. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jordan and Amy. And that was a story on your whole privacy and just letting you know what's out there and who's stalking you.
We're so glad we got to butter your bread.
Oh, thank you. Bye.